The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. If you've missed an episode or find any information that we talk about today helpful for a friend or a family member, then send them to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, or find Seniors Solutions on Spotify. Helen Flynn joins me today in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric. Good to be here.
As well, Senior Solutions brand representatives. Helen Flynn, you have been just a dynamic part of our Seniors Real Estate Specialist team.
Thank you.
Called the Senior Solutions team. And you hold yourself with such elegance, and you convey yourself with a great deal of savoir-faire.
Oh, wow.
Yes. When you go out on appointments and you take care of our clients in the sell of their homes, that's the listing and even on the buy side, I get nothing but glowing reports about who you are, what you do, and how you carry yourself. So I'm glad you could be on the show. And today, we're talking about timing and in the scheme of life. We're talking about how do you know when it's time to move?
Oh, that is such a difficult question. But I've got one major thought to share today, and that is don't wait too long.
Okay.
Keep hearing and just this weekend, a friend of ours fell in her home. She's in her 90s and broke either her leg or hip or something. That's to be determined. But people were encouraging her for years to make a move. And she has steps up to the house, a steep driveway, but a very independent, proud woman. Mm-hmm. And I think we all know people like that, that are, I'm going to do it myself and I can manage and I don't need this and I don't need that. And unfortunately, life happens, accidents happen, and then it's too late. It's too late for the family. It's too late for friends when there's a whole house left behind. I've talked with people in this past week. Mm-hmm. Where one person in the couple is doing great, the other is slowly fading with dementia. Mm-hmm. And yet, they're trapped in a house by the stuff.
Okay, so you've got, they really need to move.
They will need to move soon.
Okay.
And yet, it's impossible to put the house on the market at this point because of the stuff. And the dementia creates a triple problem with it because the disruption of getting rid of the stuff would compound the mental and physical problems that exist. Mm-hmm. So have you gone to any weddings lately or class reunions?
Sure.
And noticed that the people that were your classmates or your cousins, they all looked pretty old.
You know, that's not me, though.
That's true. Your cousins looked older than you expected they might look.
Yeah, I mean, I look at myself in the mirror and I say, my gosh.
Yeah, well,
good job.
See, yes.
Keep it up.
Right.
You got to keep running. Yeah, and of course.
Well, that one just bombed, didn't it?
Well, so what it really is revealing is my self-deception about how old I am and what I really look like. I don't think you're wrong. So take the point forward.
I have been to weddings and reunions and been kind of floored by people I haven't seen in 30 years. Of course, I remember them the way they were in high school and college, so mm-hmm. there's bound to be a little shock with that.
Yes.
But my point is that we don't like to believe that we're getting older. And in fact, I could say we don't want to believe that we are getting old. That just leaves it right out there with the bare force of the word.
Okay, so we don't like that. We don't like the fact that we are getting older. We live our days day to day, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we all do.
And sure.
We pull our heads up. We look at ourselves occasionally. We see a wrinkle in the chin or we see a droop on an eyebrow or whatnot. And, you know, these things are like, well, if I look a certain way, it still looks okay. And then I go on. But
right.
The reality is,
right.
Okay, fine. So I'm getting older. But why? why is it bad to move later in life? Why is that? What's your point to that?
It's not necessarily bad to move later, but it's important to look at reality. It's important to be prepared whether you ever move or not. We get buried in stuff. House after house after house that I go in has their parents' things that they stored, their children's things that they've stored, and their own things that are filling up empty bedrooms, filling up the basement, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, they're better and more fun things to do than to get rid of that. And it just keeps getting postponed and postponed until all of a sudden the crisis happens,
mm-hmm.
and then it's left for someone else to do, or sadly, in a couple of situations, I see it's left for one of the couple to do all of the work, and it just is overwhelming.
Helen, I just met with a gentleman. He's 90, and mm-hmm. He is a sweet guy, and he's actually fairly healthy. His wife passed just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this situation, I sat with him, and I drew him out about why he wanted to move now, because I generally find it's better not to move too quickly after you've lost your spouse.
Exactly.
Do you know what he said to me? Do you know what he communicated to me? He said, and his house has a lot of stuff, and his stuff is somewhat in disarray on the inside. And he said, my wife would hit the roof. She would blow her top if she saw the way that I was living. You know, he was now motivated to make a move because he felt like even what he was eating, his wife would be upset with him about how he was maintaining. So he was actually moving because of the memory of his wife feeling like she is driving him to make a change. And you know what? He's going to have a much better life, a more peaceful life, to be on one floor and get rid of all this stuff. And he's finally ready at 90.
Mm-hmm.
But he will have to go through disseminating everything now by himself.
And it's just so much harder at 90 than it is at 70.
Mm.
And, you know, we need to have that, whatever it is, to look forward to instead of looking at only, I have to do this and I have to get rid of this and I have to get rid of that. If we can change our thinking to, I choose to do this because I will have new friends, I will have activities, I will have people to cook for me,
mm-hmm.
I will have people to take care of the lawn. Whatever the positives are, of course we're going to miss some things.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can flip it to whatever some of the positives are, it makes the task easier.
How do you make it easier, Helen? How do you make it easier?
The actual getting rid of things, exactly doing that in terms of things. Someone else can really benefit from this and use it. I'm not using it anymore. Housekeeping becomes a lot easier when you don't have a lot of things to work around.
Mm-hmm.
There's a feeling of lightness when a room is not cluttered and full, if you can make it more spacious.
Mm-hmm.
I find I'm more peaceful if I'm in a room that is uncluttered, that is bright, that I can put my hand on things that I want to find. It just changes the mood, mm-hmm. and that's important.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying. Hey, go through a process of downsizing what you have on the inside. And the right sizing guide that we have, which will guide you through the process of what to get rid of and how to get rid of it, is free. And we'll mail it to you if you want a copy. There's no cost, no postage. It's just a gift from us at 800-900-9104. Again, I'll mention that number one more time, 800-900-9104, if you want a copy of the Right Sizing Guide. This is a piece in our suite, the Right Sizing Guide and the Market Ready Guide. The Market Ready Guide talks about how to prepare your house for sale, whereas the Right Sizing Guide addresses the stuff that you have and isn't necessarily tied to the sale of your home. It may be you want to age in place and stay where you are longer. Phenomenal. But as Helen is suggesting, opening your space up, giving yourself the feeling of more room on the inside and less encumbrances from the items that you own or which own you sometimes, it would serve your life. The Right Sizing Guide will guide you through that.
I think the message is getting out there,
mm-hmm.
because I've met with several people recently that are on waiting lists, but their move is anywhere from 6 months to 5 or 6 years out.
Mm-hmm.
But they're actually starting this process. and they're seeking that consultation that says, should I paint everything? Should I change and put hardwood floors in instead of the carpet here? Should I just replace the carpet? And every house is different, but that's a wise decision to make if you're going to do any remodeling, and not even remodeling, just upkeep in your home.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be doing it, do it with an eye to, am I going to be here for the next 5 years, or am I doing it with the thought of selling in 6 months? And that will color your decision of what to do. And so it's great when somebody calls and says, I'm not moving for the next how many years, but I want some suggestions.
We have a preferred vendor guide too. And if you're looking to have professional assistance in the management of your move, even the downsizing process, then there are professionals that do that, that will take you through your home and walk you through how to get rid of your items, and then even help you disseminate, sending those items off to your kids or shipping them to a museum if there's a value, or selling them, whatever it might be. If you're interested in getting a copy of the preferred vendor guide, just download that on our website at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. Look for the preferred vendor guide, and under that, under the professional move managers. Helen, the move itself, my parents, I didn't realize it at the time, but they made the decision to sell their home, which I ultimately live in now, back in 2003. And they sold it to me back in 2003. They stayed in it for about 6 months after that, as they had a condominium being prepared for them to move into. So they went from about 5,000 square feet on all floors to roughly 2,700 square feet on one floor. So they downsized once. They were there for a period of about 4.5 years, and then decided it was too much space, and they downsized to another home, which was 2,000 square feet. This is like a realtor's dream, by the way, because the realtor keeps listing and selling real estate. But my parents were okay. There's big friction costs, though, when you come and buy and sell in real estate like this. That said, they had a house for 2,000 square feet that they lived in for approximately 3 to 4 more years, and then downsized to 1,100 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're perfectly happy. My dad's 91. My mom is 84. And they love the space they have, and it works. Maybe it's time for you to consider, and if it is, and you'd like to talk with our team about helping you decide that, give us a call toll-free at 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104 here at the Eric Stewart Group, and ask for Helen. She'll come out and meet with you. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Senior Solutions right after this.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote enough. Too much stuff.
Okay, welcome back. I've got Helen Flynn, who's joining me again for the second half of our show. Hello,
Hi
Helen.
There.
Hey. So you think you should downsize. So Eric Brotman, who wrote an article on whether you think you should or you shouldn't, downsizing your living arrangements might be something that you need and you want to do. And to Helen's point earlier, you may want to consider doing it sooner. Maybe just stay in your home. Enjoy your home more by having less stuff. If you're graduating to another chapter, you want to go to a different place. Maybe it's a retirement community, or maybe it's just to have a smaller home. There are going to be a lot of large changes that you need to be prepared for in making that change. And as an empty nester with children who've grown up, started their own families, or a retiree with less of a steady income, downsizing your living arrangements may be something you need or want to do because of the financial benefits. You won't have to pay the taxes, the heat, the cooling. Plus, you might be able to unlock equity, or if you're in debt and fairly exposed on that large property that you own, then selling it and downsizing will reduce your monthly attrition, and you'll be able to live off of what you have in a more sustainable fashion. You definitely want to explore housing options. There are different kinds of homes you might want to consider, maybe a standalone home, maybe a condominium, maybe an apartment somewhere. Just want to think through that, and you want to consider geographically where it would be best for you to be. For instance, if you have an arthritis, maybe you want to be in a location that is dry, where the arthritis is not as uncomfortable for you. You know what I'm talking about. You want to understand all aspects of your financial independence or dependence. If you've got pensions, if you've got retirement income, if you have debt or you don't have debt, have a financial advisor sit down with you and just do a regular checkup on an annual basis. For goodness sake, you get your skin checked as you get older more often. You get your eyes checked. You get your physical body checked. Just make your retirement checkup a regular part of your conversation. And don't underestimate the impact of aging. Okay? Don't underestimate that impact. You know, even at my age, at 55, I can tell already that physically, I love what I do, and I'm very, very hard working. I work very hard in my business, but my energy is not unlimited, or my bouncing back is not the same as it was 20 to 30 years ago. You know what I'm talking about. Now, that just is going to continue to decline over time simply because of the aging process. Hey, it is what it is, and it's just something I have to accept like everybody else. So don't underestimate that impact and recognize that the time comes in life where you want to make the change and enjoy the change you've made and not be forced into the change. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree. You want, if you're going to make a change, do it at the best time to do it. So many people that make a change, move into a community, tell me, I wish I had done it long ago, should have done it years ago. And yet it is such a tough decision to make that change.
Yeah, if you downsize your house for the obvious reason we're talking about here is just enjoyment of life, you can let one baton go to pick up another baton, but you have to let one go to move on. And that shift emotionally out of a home that maybe you've been in for a long time that carries a lot of memories is very, very, very hard. I have a lovely home listed in Bethesda, Maryland that was built in the early 20th century that is classic, classic Americana. I've been in the family for 60 years. And I'm working with a couple to sell the property. It's not going to go on the market for about 8 to 9 months, and we're just going through a coaching process as they prepare to go up for sale. But hey, they've just finally come to terms with the fact that now is the time for them to make the change. And all emotional attachment is now overwhelmed by physical ailment and by physical practicality and reality. Not to say that they won't carry the love of the home and that they don't desire to stay there, but it is more practical for them to be in an environment where they have less responsibility and they can actually have the care, immediate care, available to them in the home that they're in.
I think many people are making the decision sooner to make a change than years ago. And the generations have a different view of it. It was stay in your home, and then if you had to, go to a nursing home. And today, people are saying, I'm tired of doing the lawn. I'm tired of taking care of this big house. We don't need it. I want to live somewhere where I can enjoy whatever it is. And that is a whole different attitude in making a change. As I've mentioned before, it's the difference between having to do something or saying I should do something versus I choose to do something. Mm-hmm. It really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you can free up your cash flow. You know, you're going to change your lifestyle by making a change when you do. And empty nesters, you know, when you're in your mid to late 50s, often, or early 60s, you're empty nesting. You're getting to that place where reevaluating your housing makes sense. You wear certain kinds of boots for climbing certain kinds of mountains, and you wear flip-flops at the beach. Everybody changes according to the circumstances of their life. So reconsider. I think that's part of what we're really trying to emphasize is think about where you live. Think about making a change and don't wait too long. There are 11 things that you need to do before you downsize your home, according to an expert who gets hired by seniors to help them declutter. Here are those 11 items. And I think, by the way, it is a movement that we see. Americans are increasingly looking to downsize their homes and be freed up of responsibility to live in a home where they're not responsible to constantly maintain the property. Or, you know, because frankly, how many of us can actually afford a house manager? Now, there are those listening who say, yeah, that's me. I can afford a house manager who could manage getting everything maintained in my house and all the maintenance all the time. But you are one out of probably 100,000 people. who could afford to have a house manager. The majority need to continue to manage all aspects of their lives. I run a nonprofit organization called Widow Care to care for widows in need and provide content and access to resources. I run a real estate practice. I have 5 children. I have a fairly busy life. And I try to keep all the balls up in the air, right?
You do.
So, and I have the energy to do that. But I also recognize my youngest has 2 more years, and then the house I'm in, which is a large house, is going to be more than enough house, and I'm going to be just ping-ponging around the whole house and looking at spaces and going, I remember, I remember, I remember. And I'm no longer going to look at those spaces as active spaces. They are going to be memory spaces. And now it's time to shoot my video, tell my stories of the items that I have, close up the boxes, send things off, or store them and find something smaller to live in. The time will come. So these are the things that I'm considering, okay? Since 46% of baby boomers who sold their homes in 2017 were in the process of downsizing, I happen to be one of the baby boom generation by a hair, okay? Here are the 11 items that you need to think about. You want to give what you have with no strings attached. You don't want to ask your kids to give you something in exchange for what you give them. Just give it to them. And in your fairness doctrine, and everybody's fairness doctrine within their family is going to be a little bit different, you want to be considerate of all of your children. Now, granted, I'm not here to tell you how to run your family, so it's entirely up to you. But generally speaking, it goes much smoother if all kids feel like they have an equal part of whatever is being disseminated. And dissemination means spread out, sent out, etc.
But don't be surprised if they don't want it.
Right.
And give you that look like, are you crazy? What am I going to do with this?
Right. So if you can, you know, there's jewelry that maybe you want your daughter to have because it makes sense for her to have it and she's going to wear it, that the boys wouldn't care about. Or vice versa. Maybe the boys would want the jewelry and your daughter doesn't care. You don't know. So having those conversations and then discussing how things are going to be handled, you know, my grandfather, he designed and he needlepointed the cushions for a dining room table set that my brother has now. And the time came for my dad to let one of the kids have that or sell it. And we all agreed it needed to all stay together, no splitting it up. And my dad said to me, hey, look, I know you're not getting this right now, but at some point, I will try to give you consideration. And although I appreciate it, I don't walk around carrying that in the back of my mind because I don't really, it's not that important to me. What's more important is that the story of the table and chairs and the history of it stays together and from one generation or all the way through along one leg of the family that stays together. So my hope is that his son, my nephew, will get it, and then ultimately he will take it and give it to his kids, one of his children, etc. So keep the things you want, you use, you need, or you like to look at. Otherwise, let things go. Gosh, I have run out of time, Helen. My gosh. Thanks for joining me here on Senior Solutions, Helen.
See you next time.
All right, we'll see you next week.
You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.